The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them, so that they may be one, as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, as you are aware, the Carmelite Order is preparing for the fifth birth centenary of Saint Teresa, our foundress, our reformer, and in view of this great celebration, we have been reflecting on the theme of prayer, because Saint Teresa is a master, a mistress of prayer and the interior life. And today is the penultimate day, the last day of our preparation, and the whole liturgy these days has been centered around prayer, which is the core of our Christian life. Today, on the last day of this preparation, we have the theme, Union with God in Love, the Goal of Prayer. So we are focusing on the goal of prayer. What prayer is? What is prayer? The famous and most known definition is given by Saint Teresa herself, who says that prayer is nothing then an intimate sharing between friends. It means taking time frequently to be alone with him who we know loves us. Just as love is a relationship, an encounter, a personal meeting, so also prayer can be compared to a relationship, a conversation between friends. And the quality of that relationship depends on how we approach the relationship, what sentiments we have towards the person we love, or the person towards whom we want to have a relationship. Sometimes there can be negative sentiments of anger, of anxiety, of shame, boredom, obligation. These sentiments can come also in prayer, and they will affect our life of prayer. Fear, because we are called to trust God. And if we don't love God, we cannot trust Him, so fear enters our life. Or do we approach this relationship positively, with expectation, with hope, with trust? That is something we have to examine individually. We also know that we have different levels of relationship. We have one kind of relationship with a policeman or a judge, reverence, a little bit of fear. We have another type of relationship with friends, a different level of relationship with our family members. And even within our family, there are different levels. Probably if we come from a very large family, we have a lot of siblings. Our relationship with all brothers and sisters is not the same. Our relationship with God, the depth, the level of our relationship will depend on the image we have of God. We trust people because we know that the person is reliable. What image do we have of God? Sometimes even in the Old Testament, the images of God are a bit frightening, where we see that God destroys, punishes, condemns. But Jesus gave us another picture of God, who is a loving father. Or even in certain images, he uses the figure of a mother, like a hen that protects her brood. And Saint Paul understood, that is why he was such an intimate friend of Jesus. He says in that long list of attributes to love, Christian love, which can be applied to Jesus' love for us, he says, love keeps no record of wrong. We have no fear to approach God even if we have committed a fault, even if we have done something wrong. Because true love, and that is applicable to the love of Jesus, he keeps no record of any wrongs. Then in the letter to the Romans, he says, God has shown how much he loves us. It was while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. Sometimes we put conditions. If you change, then I will accept you as my friend. Jesus puts no restrictions or conditions. Even when we were sinners, Saint Paul says, he always loved us. And that is why Saint John in his letter could say, perfect love casts out all fear. There is no fear in love, he says. But perfect love casts out all fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. So what is the level of love that we have reached in our relationship with Jesus? If there is a fear factor, if we are anxious, that means we have not reached that level. We have to meditate and understand the depth of Jesus' love for us. There are various images that the inspired authors from the scripture use for the love of God and our response to that love. One very frequent image is of a husband and a wife. That is one of the most intimate, most close union between two persons. And this image has been beautifully portrayed in one book, especially in one book from which we had the first reading, the Song of Songs. God is the bridegroom and the bride is the soul. And Saint Teresa has written a commentary on this book. She has not written any other commentary on any other book of the scriptures. But this is only one book on which she has written a reflection. And if we see the circumstances in which she wrote, it is surprising because the scriptures were not available in the vernacular. So it was not available to her in Spanish. The little that she read from the Song of Songs was during her prayer. There were little verses from the Song of Songs, and that too in Latin, which she did not understand. But she says, "The Holy Spirit gave me a special insight into this word of God. I understood its meaning better than other books written in Spanish." In her own words, "The delight when reading this book is so great that without understanding the vernacular meaning of the Latin, my soul is stirred and recollected more than other devotional books written in the language I understand." Because she understood that it portrays this deep, intimate relationship between man and God. Saint John of the Cross also uses this image of husband and wife. And when he was on his deathbed, they were reading to him prayers for the dead. And then he whispered to somebody, he said, "Don't read me all those prayers for the dead. Read me the Song of Songs, because I am going to meet my beloved. I am restless to meet him. I have always loved him with all my heart. Now I am going to meet him. So read to me the Song of Songs." So this is the final goal of prayer. Union with God. It is the answer to the prayer that Jesus himself made. "May they be one as I and you are one." Now, will this union take place immediately, automatically, without any effort? No, there are stages. It's a long process. And I can explain this with three different words. We start on this prayer journey as a dialogue. Saint Teresa also beautifully explains in the definition, prayer is a conversation with the one who we know loves us. What happens in a dialogue? I speak and the other listens. The other speaks and I listen. They say there are three stages in married life. In the first stage, it seems the wife speaks, the husband listens. In the second stage, the husband speaks and the wife listens. In the third stage, both of them speak and the neighbors listen, because then they start fighting. But here in this dialogue, there is speaking and listening alternatively. In the second stage, we could call it as a duet. What happens in a duet is two people are singing or reciting the same thing. In the first, I speak, the other listens. But now we have grown in a relationship. We understand each other. We are singing or saying the same thing. This is prayer as a duet. And the third is prayer as a monologue. When my will becomes so conformed to the will of God that whatever he says, I accept. I just say, "Yes, Lord." Whose praise in me? Saint Paul says, "The Spirit prays within us." He will seek only that which is according to the will of God. And what do I say? I don't pray. The Holy Spirit prays in me. And whatever he prays, I just say yes. The beautiful example is of Jesus. The letter to the Hebrews says, I have come to do your will. And even in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus is struggling, but he says, "Not my will, your will be done." So if this union has to happen between God and man, these two wills, my will has to be completely submissive. My will and God's will has to be one. And the Holy Spirit does it for us. Saint Teresa also speaks about this union using different other images. I will read so that you also understand what she speaks from her experience. She speaks first about spiritual betrothal, the first level of union. Let us say that this union is like the joining of two wax candles to such an extent that the flame coming from them is but one. So she's saying this union between God and man is like two wax candles being brought together, but the flame is one. But it is a lower level of union because they can be separated anytime. So sometimes in our growth in prayer, there are times that we experience this union, but then because of our weakness, we can fall back. In the spiritual marriage, that is the next stage of union, it is like what we have when rain falls from the sky into a river or fount. All is water, for the rain that fell from heaven cannot be divided or separated from the water of the river. So she says it is like rain coming down from heaven and gets mingled with the water of the river or a pond. They cannot be separated. Or it is like what we have when a little stream enters the sea. There is no means of separating the river from the sea. Or like the bright light entering a room through two different windows. Although the streams of light are separate, when entering the room, they become one. So she says, it is also like two rays coming from two different windows, but when they meet, they cannot be distinguished, they become one. So this is the union to which we are all called, the goal of prayer. There was once a guru, and he was approached by a disciple who said that he wanted to renounce the whole world. But there was only one problem. His family, they loved him too much. He could not desert them because they would be heartbroken if he had abandoned them. The guru said, "Is it love? That isn't love at all." Listen, he said, and he revealed a yogic secret to the man, to this disciple. He said, I have a special formula through which I can simulate death. To all outward appearances, you will appear as though you are dead. Then we will see the reaction of your family members. So the next day, the disciple was like a corpse. To all the family members, he was dead. And then they started weeping and wailing. The house was all in tears. The guru then showed up and he went to the weeping family and he said, "I can intervene. I can help you. If you love this person so much, I can bring him back to life, provided somebody else takes his place." So is there any volunteer? To the corpse's astonishment, everybody started giving one reason or the other why he or she had to live. And finally, the wife summed up all these sentiments in the words, "There's really no need for anyone to take his place. We'll manage without him." I gave this incident to show that unless we understand that God's love is above all love, this union cannot take place. This is a union that happens because of the love that is there between the beloved and the lover. If we don't have this depth of love, that union cannot happen. If we are attached to persons, that is why St. Teresa says one of the conditions required for prayer is detachment. If we are attached to persons or things, this union cannot happen. If our love for God is not above other things and other persons, no union will happen. And secondly, when we understand that we cannot manage without God, then only God can enter our lives and transform it. If we take for granted that we can do things without him, then this union can never happen. This is the passion, this is the urge that Teresa, John of the Cross had, and that is why they reached the heights of prayer and were completely united to God. May this grace also be ours, but let us work for it and ask the intercession of Saint Teresa that we might be detached, conformed completely to the will of God, and love him with all our heart so that we might be united with him for eternity.